Companies are spending billions of dollars a year on diversity efforts. So where are the results? How is this even measured? Joining us this morning, Dr. Pamela Newkirk, who is a professor of journalism at NYU, New York University, and author of Diversity, Inc., The Failed Promise of a Billion-Dollar Business. Dr. Newkirk, good morning. Welcome to WGN.
Good morning, and you can call me Pamela.
Pamela, thank you. It's nice having you on this morning. I mentioned in the opening that companies are spending billions on diversity. Most companies, it seems now, have a diversity officer at the very least. Some have diversity czars. Talk to us a little bit about, first of all, why all of that has happened, and then how do we measure whether or not it's having any impact?
Well, first we can look at the rise in the number of diversity czars, diversity consultants, diversity conferences. So we know from a number of different metrics that their numbers are growing. But we also see that the needle is not really moving when you look at the percentage of underrepresented minorities in particular in pretty much every influential field, whether we're looking at journalism or we're looking at higher education, or if we're looking at even Hollywood, the percentage of directors and the executives who greenlight projects, those numbers have not really changed in decades. And yet there's this rhetoric around diversity and as you noted, the billions of dollars that are spent each year, and yet the numbers are pretty much stagnant, and in some respects are in retreat. We have fewer African American Fortune 500 CEOs today than we had 10 years ago.
Yeah, and it feels like that this is really, and I don't want to say that it happens in all companies, but you have a situation where a company gets in trouble, where there's a problem.
Exactly.
And I know you've listed a couple in your latest piece in Time.com on Time.com, but they hire the czar, they get in trouble, they hire a czar to try to turn it around, and it feels like that's the last we hear about what happens at that company, how the impact of that czar or diversity officer has really changed what goes on at that company.
Precisely, and when we go back to those companies, what we see is that diversity czars are mainly treated as, public relations solutions to public problems, rather than people who can change the institutional culture and really try to address the acute underrepresentation of people of color in many of these workplaces.
A 2019 survey of nearly 234 companies in the S&P 500 showed that 63% of them had some diversity professionals. And I know you write that the number of postings for those kinds of jobs is up more than 30% over 2 years. So it's a trend that's not really ending.
Right. No, it's definitely growing. I mean, you can just see the growth and just the number of stories about diversity and hiring. And, you know, we've seen in recent years a number of companies and institutions hire their first diversity czars, usually in response to some kind of public scandal. And as I say, the rise in these positions is not substantially increasing a rise in diversity.
So what's the answer here? A lot of these are publicly traded companies. Is it something that has to change institutionally and perhaps is led by investors?
Well, you know, what I think is there may in fact be some goodwill around this issue in some of these companies. But what I'm questioning is if you keep doing the same thing and you keep getting the same results, perhaps you should change your strategy. And if you're going to spend as like Google spends more than 100 million a year on diversity initiatives, and their numbers have barely moved in in years for, I think, African Americans is somewhere between 2 and 3%, and Latinos are a little bit more than that. And every year they're spending this money, and perhaps they could spend that money on other kinds of initiatives that really invest in the pipeline, invest in other ways to increase diversity other than just like having these czars and these consultants and, you know, this huge apparatus of diversity that is doing little to change anything. And you cited a study that came out this year looking at diversity czars in many of these institutions, and they were asked, you know, if they had the resources to do their job. Most of them said they didn't have the resources. I think it was something like 65% didn't even have access to the institutional metrics to even be able to look at the problem and be able to make the kind of interventions that are necessary. So if you're going to have these people in your offices, you have to give them a way to actually make a change.
Yeah, and it feels like it's a shame, a missed opportunity in the era of Me Too and Black Lives Matter and other movements, social media movements or other movements, social movements, that this is a missed opportunity to really make a difference.
Exactly. It really is. And it has to, you know, companies have to stop treating this as just a feel-good thing that you talk about diversity and you claim that, you know, this is, you know, your company is fully behind it, and really see it as not just a social justice movement and a effort to really, you know, live up to the ideals of our country, of the civil rights movement, but, you know, a way to actually improve their workplaces, to have greater innovation, to have new ideas, to you know, expand the worldview of these places. And you know, study after study shows that diversity increases innovation and it increases even the bottom line.
Yeah, I feel like also my profession's not doing a good enough job to shine light on some of this. Perhaps more news coverage of some of these companies, and maybe even more laws. Maybe a law is needed. Maybe Congress needs to get involved.
Well, I mean, since the 1960s, we've had many laws. We've had, you know, we have equal opportunity laws. We have laws that forbid discrimination in employment and you know, housing. But that laws alone will not change this. This is a time for soul searching and really thinking about the society that we want to live in.
Dr. Newkirk, we appreciate you being on with us this morning. We'll go out and get your book and read it, and please come back and join us sometime.
Thank you. Anytime.
Dr. Pamela Newkirk, professor at NYU and author of Diversity, Inc., The Failed Promise of a Billion-Dollar Business, which is available now.